one of my favorite moments at any Comic-Con was not just you coming out as Loki, but there was a moment where you came out, and I told you the night before, I was like, people are going to lose their fucking minds. And you're like, you think it's going to be okay? I said, it's going to be, and you go, I'm sure it'll be fine. I go, no, it's going to be amazing. And then you came out, and the response was deafening, and I just, you couldn't contain the smile on your face, and I'm like, that's not Loki, that's Tom smiling, that's Tom smiling.
It's so insane and ridiculous. I could never have expected that. No, but you would never expect it. Like, it was crazy. I mean, I nearly burst out laughing. Partly because, here's the thing, is that I don't know if you ever told you this, is while I was off stage, the first time I tried to say my first offstage lines, my microphone wasn't working. I was like, oh God, it's no. Over. This is not going to work. All I have is my voice.
Right.
There are no special effects. There is me and my voice reaching the back wall in a hall full of 7,000 people and the microphone's not working. Holy shit. Theater trained actor, I still don't have a voice that can reach all the way back that far.
It's a big room.
So I was sweating and panicking, and finally on the third go, I said, humanity, and I heard it reverberate around Hall H. I was like, whew.
It takes hours to go through to add the hair and the makeup and the
yeah,
it
takes 2 hours, yeah.
Yeah. And I was very pleased to be a part of it. I think you called me a mewling quim, which was amazing.
Yeah, just you are distinguished by that privilege. You share that only with Scarlett Johansson. There are two people in the world that call them mewling quim.
We have so much in common.
You do.